Endometriosis is a disease affecting some women in their reproductive years. Endometrial tissue is the interior lining of the uterus that normally is shed each month during menstruation. However, when a woman is diagnosed with endometriosis, it means that endometrial tissue is also forming outside of the uterus. The tissue develops into small growths or tumor-like structures that are almost always benign. This endometrial tissue is most often located in the pelvic region, but in rare cases is found in places such as the lungs, arms, or legs. Because these growths are pieces of uterine lining, they do what uterine lining normally does every month. The tissue grows and tries to be shed. It's as if the tissue doesn't know it's not in the uterus. And the big problem is that if this tissue is located outside of the uterus, there's no vagina for it to pass through after it's shed. The result can be internal bleeding, degeneration of the blood and tissue shed from the growths, inflammation, and the formation of scar tissue. Sufferers of this disease commonly experience pain before and during menstruation and during or after intercourse. There is also a risk of infertility with endometriosis. There's no absolute cure for the disease, but mild symptoms can often be alleviated with regular painkillers. For more severe symptoms, your doctor might recommend treatments such as a hysterectomy or other surgery. Until recently, endometriosis went undiagnosed. Interestingly, what is now recognized to be a serious condition was once coined husbanditis, because it was believed that the pain women reported was simply an excuse to get out of what were called marital duties. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences Program. I'm Yael Cassander.